Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch at the Hollywood Academy Awards in West Hollywood. That's as far as I know to locate him, so he's going to help us. What you hear in the background is the excited party going on. Jeff, the Academy Awards are for tonight. Where are you?
I'm at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Museum. It's about halfway between downtown L.A. and West L.A. And, you know, it's quite a place to visit even when there's not a gala going on because of all the history here of motion picture arts. But it's particularly festive tonight, maybe 800 or 1,000 people invited. A lot of people are Academy members, people who didn't get nominated, so they don't get a seat at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, but they're here tonight celebrating with fellow you know, members of the Academy, filmmakers, and other people associated with the Academy.
Is this museum the kind that has the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz and the cane from Charlie Chaplin?
It does have those types of things. You know, they have revolving exhibits that happen throughout the year, but they have a pretty standard set of props and costumes and Oscars and, you know, clips that are running all the time. That all things are very recognizable. It's a place that holds a lot of cultural touchstones.
Wonderful. Jeff, the Academy Awards are later tonight, but it's early for you. So the Academy Awards happen while the sun's still up, or is it dark already?
They started early. They started at 4 o'clock so they could, you know, broadcast it to the East Coast. So it's actually still light here where I am.
Yeah. And West Hollywood, I sort of remember it, but I'm not sure. Is this a crowded part of town?
Yeah, the whole area is crowded. You have to come down Wilshire Boulevard, which is one of the main drives here in L.A. that goes east-west, right near the Miracle Mile. So it's a very busy area.
The fires. Have they talked much about the fires? Are you near the fires?
No, not really. About the closest one we are, we're near to is that Hollywood fire, which burned out pretty quickly, but it didn't threaten this area at all. We're still probably about 20 miles or 15 miles from the Palisades fire area. So this whole area is pretty safe.
The Financial Times, in reporting on the Hollywood festivity, said it was subdued this year because of the fires, or maybe what they meant was people weren't spending as much money. Any sense of that?
Yeah, that's the sense. There's certainly this kind of, you know, sober approach to the show. People are still dressing up in the fancy gowns and, you know, beautiful tuxedos and things like that. They had a moment at the beginning of the Oscars where they recognized firefighters and certainly all the things that people went through in L.A. But, you know, it's kind of a more somber year anyway for a lot of people in Hollywood, because not just because of the fires, but the way they're approaching politics and other things going on in their world. So it is, they're kind of holding back a bit, but there's still a big party going on here.
And people are in a good spirit. Is that correct?
Oh, I definitely say they're in good spirits. And, you know, as they announce different winners through the night, different nominations, you have factions throughout the hall that are cheering and excited when people win. So there's still a lot of excitement here. There really is.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch on the scene, in action, in the Hollywood Museum. Hollywood Movie Museum. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.